This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
It's time to have an honest and disciplined approach to governance, and that's what we intend to do.
Governor-elect John Bel Edwards met with the press in New Orleans Sunday afternoon, talking transition.
Transition team will be Ms. Laura Leach of Lake Charles, Mayor Jamie Mayo of Monroe, Sheriff Newell Norman of Jefferson Parish, Senator Sharon Weston Broom of Baton Rouge, Mr. Taylor Townsend of Natchitoches, and Mr. Richard Lipsy of Baton Rouge.
Edwards was quizzed about cabinet positions, in particular Commissioner of Administration.
When I have one, I will let you know.
The governor-elect was peppered with questions about legislative leadership. He said he wasn't being coy by not answering. Rather, this is new to him, too. After all, until yesterday, he'd been focused on running the race, not being governor-elect.
I didn't spend 1 minute measuring drapes. I was not trying to figure out all of these other things that you all want me to address today. And I understand your questions. They're reasonable questions. I will announce to you that my chief of staff in the administration and the person who will lead the transition effort is Senator Ben Nevers from Bogalusa.
Edwards addressed Medicaid expansion and lining up just what will be in the special session call he'll issue once he takes office January 11th. And I asked him specifically about executive orders. Which, if any, of Governor Jindal's does he intend to rescind?
I'm not sure that an executive order issued by Governor Jindal survives past the day he leaves office anyway. I will find that out because there are certainly some executive orders that he's issued that I take exception to.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.